to
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 27. Pretoria and Rustenburg reaching highs of 30 degrees.
Centurion on the N14 eastbound, expect delays towards the Brakfontein interchange.
In your sport headlines, the Bok women determined to end 2024 on a high note, and former Ghana coach Apia plots downfall of the Black Stars.
Harting Premier Panyaza Lesufi has assured the Rima Bible Church community of the support of the Harting government after the death of the church leader and founder Ray Macaulay. Lesufi said on social media that a big tree has fallen. Macaulay passed away last night at the age of 75. His son, Pastor Joshua Macaulay, says in a statement that his father died peacefully at his home. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Before a young Ray Macaulay devoted himself to his faith, he was a keen bodybuilder. He was a Mr. South Africa and took part in the Mr. Universe Bodybuilding Championships in London in 1974, where he finished in third place. It was in the American state of Oklahoma where Macaulay and his first wife, Lindy, attended the Rema Bible Training Center in the late 1970s. On their return to South Africa, they started the Rema Bible Church, which grew to one of the largest church congregations in Southern Africa. In 2009, Macaulay caused political waves of another kind when he invited then unelected President Jacob Zuma to speak at a Sunday morning meeting. This led to accusations of political bias. When Zuma took office in 2009, Macaulay formed a new interfaith organization, which was later part of the National Interfaith Council of South Africa. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Meanwhile, Lesufi is expected to now turn his focus to Tshwane. The ANC is yet to have announced the party's mayoral candidate for the position of mayor, with just hours before the anticipated special council sitting. Yesterday, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media,
"The ANC is engaging all parties that are keen to work with us to set up an inclusive, viable and effective coalition government that puts the people of Tshwane first."
More on our news blog. To international news, and storm-battered Florida is bracing for a direct hit from Hurricane Milton, which strengthened back to a Category 5 storm through the night. U.S. President Joe Biden emphasized the message that there will be nowhere to hide when it hits later today.
A possible storm surge as it hits the coast of Florida of 15 feet, which can be devastating. This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century.
And the Russian government is considering banning a new fitness trend in which people imitate animal movements. Called quadrupics, it's been described as mimicking animal movements, often on all fours, as a form of exercise. It's also turned into a social media trend in which young people wear animal masks and dance to music. But the Kremlin is deeming this immoral and part of destructive ideology being exercised in Russia. I'm Gerda de Suzan, your top story. Die uur Hulde Blykestroom en na die dood van Rema Bybelkerk stichter Ray Macaulay.
It may be all that, but it's entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, hey. Have you tried it, Gerda?
Quadrupics. Oh, I'm an old hand at that. No, I didn't even. If I have to choose, can you choose any animal? And then
you
be
can
like
choose,
them?
Yes, you can choose any style.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I will be a cat.
And
yeah, a Black Panther.
Slowly and rest a lot and drink milk to the tune of memories from the musical Cats playing in the background.
No, Gerda.
Oh.
Gosh,
you just made it very weird.
Yeah.
They ban people like you in Russia.
This is why.
Yeah, because that's exactly that.
Oh, really? I suppose
Putin
that you
was
are
listening to this show.
I suppose I'm yeah? talking to a spider and a tiger in Cape Town.
Who's who?
I don't want to know.
I'm more the dog, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Like what kind of a dog?
You tell me.